From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading Wolf Point by Mike Thompson. Now let's begin with Wolf Point, Chapter 1, December 1924. Sheriff Andy Larson slowly shook his head as he glanced around the room and down at the dead man he was kneeling beside.
"God, I got out of North Dakota to get away from things like this," he told himself. "Bootleg whiskey and machine gun deaths. Now it seems I either brought them along or they followed me."
He lifted his fingers from the dead man's cheek and slid them back into his glove.
"Old man Merkel's face is as hard and cold as that new bronze statue of the soldier they just put in the park in Helena," he commented through a cloud of his breath. "We'll never be able to tell how long these guys have been dead."
He rose to his feet, adjusted his battered black cowboy hat, and looked around the frost-encrusted main room of the barn. Larson was tall and thin, with a drooping salt-and-pepper mustache on an Indian-skinned face that was too hard and lined for his 26 years. His eyes were narrow and dark, with wrinkles splintering out from the corners. His nose was bent in the middle, initially broken in a bar fight in France during the war to end all wars, and broken several more times since then. He had left a police job in North Dakota to take the job of Chief Deputy Sheriff of Roosevelt County, Montana, and had moved up to become sheriff when the previous sheriff, Billy Hollis, had been gunned down 2 months earlier. Larson could be up for the position of sheriff in the regular election, you know.